why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now why are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back now. We still have our caller on the line with our guest, James Fetzer. And Laura, go ahead, please. Continue. What was the second question?
Well, the second question relates to Pizzagate. I think JonBenet was the same type of thing. We never found out who was at that Christmas party that day. When you read Transformation America, Kathy O'Brien's book, there's so many parallels with Mrs. Ramsey and Kathy O'Brien. You know, Union Carbide, Senator Byrd. I mean, there's, and then they had their second home in Muskegon. And I know in Muskegon they had a lot of child molestations. And then there's the Beaver Island, which was kind of like a Bohemian Grove North. And I know JonBenet's father was in on that, going to Beaver Island. So nobody's ever looked into that. I think that case can be solved if people just try to solve it.
I personally thought the solution was that JonBenet had wet the bed, that Patsy got angry and hit her with this very heavy flashlight, killing her. The reason I have believed that is because of the way the body was bound up so carefully with a little heart drawn in the palm of her hand. Now, only her mother would have done that. And, of course, the police had searched the area and not found the body when they apparently brought it out in the basement and John found it. But it was always clear to me that the parents were responsible. It's a fascinating how they want to bring in sex abusers and so forth. I have personally not been convinced that's the case, but I like the things you're raising. Very interesting stuff, suggesting there may be some loose ends yet.
Yes, I'd really honestly think so. I don't think it was the mother. I think she was compartmentalized, just like Kathy O'Brien was.
Well, the Kathy O'Brien thing is fat. The Kathy O'Brien book, Transformation of America, which I have read, implicates a lot of very prominent political figures, including Senator Robert Byrd, Dick Cheney, George Herbert Walker Bush, and a pedophilia ring. It was preceded by the Franklin scandal, the Franklin cover-up. I mean, this has been around for a long time, and I now have interviewed, I may have already mentioned it earlier in the show, New York City Gold Shield Detective Jim Rothstein, who is an expert in cracking pedophilia cases, and when I explained to him some of the evidence about Pizzagate, he told me it did not surprise him that based on his experience, 70% of those prominent in the political arena are involved in these pedophilia rings.
All right. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Good questions.
Okay.
Also, you know, some of the other things that have come up, Jane, have to do with the anomalies that we've been talking about here that just do not fit the official story. And you don't have one official story now. You're dealing with hundreds of different stories, at the very least dozens, that do not add up and are contradictory. And again, let's go to this story about Pizzagate now. And, if, you know, we could for those who don't know, you could quickly look it up online. But basically, the whole Pizzagate story about this pizza place that just happened to be a very well, the AP said, Jim, a very well-respected neighborhood and a very beautiful place where just about anybody could go and have a nice lunch. And of course, you know, people say, well, that would provide the perfect... Go ahead. Are you trying to talk when I'm talking?
Well, I was just going to say it's not related only to that one pizza place. That just happens to be what appears to be one of the pivots of the whole movement. Anyone who wants to get an introduction should go to online. What we know about hashtag Pizzagate, you'll get a very good introduction. What you need to understand is it originated from WikiLeaks releases of John Podesta emails, which contain information in a code where the code entails these definitions: hot dog equals boy, pizza girl, cheese little girl, pasta little boy, and so forth.
And that
WikiLeaks has never been challenged. It's had a 100% accuracy. No one's ever disputed the authenticity of any of its releases, which causes consternation when you realize one of these reports that Obama spent about $65,000 flying in pizza slash dogs from Chicago for a private party at the White House. That's not talking about pepperoni or chili dogs. That's talking about little girls and little boys for a private party at the White House, which may shed light on why Rahm Emanuel, his former chief of staff, with whom he was rumored to have had homosexual relations in the past, went to Chicago as mayor to control the pipeline.
Wow. Yeah, there's a whole menu in the Pizzagate scandal of you know, the dominoes and what they mean, having to do with ice cream and having to do with chicken lovers and, you know, as you mentioned, the hot dogs, the male boys and so forth. Now, you know, what came to mind with me about this whole scandal about the Democrats is from my belief system. Over the years, I've studied, Ted Gunderson comes to mind, the former 27-year veteran of the FBI. He did some very extensive research in many areas of this pedophile business, and he tracked it right down to government agents, the CIA particularly, and the FBI itself. And then he was, you know, persona non grata with the FBI and, you know, the retired agents, because he was delving and dealing deeply into these scandals, as you know. He released and produced a number of books, videos, number of publications dealing with it, and he is never referenced in any of the official stories, in any of the media reporting that I've seen. And, you know, he had three attempts, at least three, on his life. He survived them all. He lived till about 91. And he was like a miracle the way he got the information out. Ted Gunderson was on this program a number of times, as well as some of the others you referenced.
And, of course, this appears to be why he's no longer among the living, you know, Rick. You know, I mean, just imagine how many related to the DNC leaks and so forth, and Julian Assange are among the dear departed. Julian Assange's attorney wound up in front of a subway in London. Seth Rich, who was a DNC IT guy who seems to have given the emails about sabotaging Bernie Sanders' campaign to WikiLeaks, was shot multiple times in a residential area in a suburb of Washington. You had the guy who served a class action lawsuit on the DNC. He's mysteriously dead. You got an FBI agent and his wife, whose house was burned to the ground, allegedly a murder-suicide, typical cover. He appears to be the guy who gave the contents of the Podesta email to WikiLeaks. I mean, these people are ruthless, and they won't brook any opposition, and they know with the election of Donald that their future is hanging in doubt because he won't put up with this kind of nonsense. So they're doing everything they can to try to manipulate the situation so the electors will even decide not to vote for the man they were designated to support by the voters. So we're getting this massive corruption of the Democratic system, all kinds of manipulation from Democrats who attacked Trump when he said he would only decide whether to accept the results after the election had been conducted and he could determine whether it was legit. And now they're denying its legitimacy on all kinds of absurd grounds. It's because they didn't win. They didn't get their candidate of their choice. Rachel Maddow now has come up with an absurd story that a poll reveals that those who voted for Trump live in an alternative state of reality. What she's ignoring is that there are profound differences between rural Americans and urban Americans, that rural Americans care about a strong national defense, close borders, protection of religion, Second Amendment rights, and fiscally conservative economic policies. Urban tend to desire multiculturalism, social justice, gay rights, women's rights, rights for immigrants, and fiscal policies that tend to help those in need. Rural Americans tend to be more isolated, think more about protection, self-defense, and religion. Urban think more about getting along with their neighbors in dense spaces, are more cosmopolitan in nature. There was a 70% dissatisfaction with the direction the country was going in polls before the election that augurs that the party in power is not going to retain and remain in power. And that's exactly what happened. And when you look at the election results, it's really unsurprising. It's only that all the media were biased against Donald, that they lost, that they've been outed, that they're having to try to excuse it based upon their claims for fake news, when they are the primary purveyors of fake news themselves.
Can you name any Republicans that you would think have done the equivalent of what the Democrats are accused of doing now?
Well, even Al Gore, when he lost, and that was stolen from him without any question, you know, held out for a number of weeks. I thought it was his finest moments, frankly, because Republicans, in that instance, were stealing the election from the Democrats. Now, Richard Charnin, whom I've already mentioned, has noticed, you know, the pattern of election theft by Republicans in the past and was fairly astonished when he analyzed the data that in this case it was the Democrats who were stealing the election. And I think that's because not only were the Democrats opposed to Trump, but so was the Republican establishment with ties to the owners of the voting machines. Yeah, they were rigging it against Trump.
I agree, but I'm thinking more in terms of pedophilia. Any of the Republicans that have been named or whose names have surfaced?
Well, George H.W. Bush is featured in Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America. Dick Cheney is featured there, too.
And what about in Congress now? I've heard rumors, and again, they're rumors about certain Republicans in positions of leadership who have been outed or controlled. Their votes have been controlled by virtue of the fact that it's known what they have done or may have done, and that could leak out, and therefore their votes happen to coincide with the votes of these criminals. So do you know of any in the Senate, in the House specifically, who have been named in the past, Republicans?
No, but I'd be very interested to hear the names, even if it was on a speculative basis, you know, without
being... that's the key. Now, you know, you look at Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House.
Oh, sure, of course.
What happened to him, and it's very interesting to see... You know, you talk about the media and how the media are, you know, we know how corrupt they are, and the ADL-driven media is the most corrupt of all with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's
right. But you see, what they do is they do demonize people who may have a liability, and that liability would be not supporting the state of terror in the Middle East, Israel. And one of them was John Sununu. You probably remember John Sununu. Was Bush, or I guess it was George Herbert Walker Bush, managed to conveniently select for a post in the administration. He was governor of New Hampshire. And he was immediately given a litmus test because he was Arab. And the ADL and everybody went ballistic and say, but he's Arab. Can he be trusted? And if you did that about any of these heads of the Fed or the Treasury or any other agency which is controlled with Jewish dual loyalists, what would you be called?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Rick. I mean, that's incredible. And the one-sidedness, the complete bias, the myopic point of view of the liberals. I used to regard myself as a liberal in the tradition of JFK and FDR. I believe in all the social programs that benefit Americans, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation, which have often been described as socialistic. But if that's socialism, give us more. These are programs that make a difference to the American people and improve the quality of their lives.
All right, let's take a call.
I'm no ideologue, but I have been appalled by the stunning role of MSNBC in particular, one propagandistic report after another with no basis whatsoever, spinning stories endlessly. And, of course, CNN was right in there pitching, too.
Well, I can't watch that. I'll be honest with you. That, you know, I'm a little bit out of the loop on many of the latest, people that are fronting and anchors and news readers, I call them teleprompter readers. I just, I'm sorry, Jim, but I think I'd rather be watching a 1969 drive-in horror movie. All right,
no, I got it. I understand what you're saying completely.
It's pitiful. All right, here's Chris in Las Vegas. Come on up, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Rick and Dr. Fetzer. Thank you for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate your due diligent investigatory journalistic work.
I appreciate that very much.
You got a question. You got a question there, buddy.
I've got 2 points for you. One on the motorboater busing over lots of unqualified illegals and migrants to steal the vote here in Nevada. There were busloads running in circles around here voting in every different place. There's been some very many things uncovered about this post the election. It was absolutely the Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton steal the vote, steal the election again attempts here in Nevada as they did the previous time.
Very, very interesting. I mentioned Richard Charnin. He believes that Trump won at least seven other states that were given to Hillary that include New Hampshire, Colorado, and Nevada. And in fact, I gather someone in Nevada has asked for a recount. It's interesting that Jill Stein has ignored the states where Hillary narrowly won to go after states where Trump won an unexpected result. But that's the nature of the beast. She's compromised herself. She's sold her soul for a mess of pottage. And the claim that this was all supported as a spontaneous effort is simply ridiculous. She raised more money in 24 hours than her entire campaign had raised during the duration. And it was coming in at $160,000 an hour regular as clockwork, which means it's coming from automated deposits from a fund with a large sum of money suspected to be one of George Soros. So he's once again attempting to mess with American democracy. He's a despicable human being who is wanted, as I understand it, dead or alive in Russia.
Yes, he's a global terrorist, absolutely. More importantly, Jim, if you don't mind, strongly appears to me that I'm seeing a pattern, practice, and custom out of the FBI specifically, who is well known for fabricating false stories, false narratives, and what they term gaslighting. I recently saw the same thing, and I've seen it twice, so that's a pattern in practice, where whenever you come in with an actual crime for them to investigate, they flip the tables on you, they turn it into an inquisition, accusatorial, avaricious, and cross-examination trying to get you to incriminate yourself. I was even accused as a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer of wanting to kill cops. It was preposterous. But they put this false information into my own file and tried to gaslight me.
Right. Well, the Saranova brothers who were framed in Boston, I mean, they had nothing to do with it. Their appearance at the marathon was photoshopped in. I even spoke with their aunt, Marette, about it, who observed that this was fakery. And I asked how she knew, and she said it was because Tamerlan, the older brother, had a beard. But in the photoshopped images, he's clean shaven. And she sent me a mountain of proof that he had a beard, lying in bed with his cat. He had a beard working out at a gym with his brother, Zoker. He had a beard.
Joker.
After the shooting, relieved that he'd been nowhere in the vicinity, they had dinner together. He had a beard. When he, outside of a convenience store, the footage showed he had a beard. Zoker was inside. He was out. When he was arrested and stripped naked, he had a beard. I could have identified him, but he was also identified by his aunt and by his mother. Zoker was accused of murdering his brother, but in fact, he died after he was taken into police custody. So how does that happen? In fact, we have a witness reporting seeing Tamerlan driven over three times in an SUV, apparently his own vehicle, by the police. Mm-hmm. And in the photograph we have of his body with a huge gash on its side, he still has that beard. So he didn't have the beard. Not only that, but they mucked it up because the bombs that exploded were in black nylon backpacks. We actually have photographs of Kraft International personnel proceeding to the location of one of the bomb explosions wearing a black nylon backpack with a white square sewn on it. the bomb that exploded was in a black nylon backpack with a white square. He's rushing away, no longer wearing the black nylon backpack with a white square. But in the images that were photoshopped of the brothers at the marathon, neither of them is wearing a black nylon backpack. So they cannot have possibly been responsible. In fact,
what about the list of supposed victims? And I'll tell you what. Hold on a minute. I want to come back to this, and then Art is waiting in the wing. All right, Chris, we got to run. Thank you for the call. I want to hold you a few more minutes, James, because I'd like to pursue that. All right, we'll come back, folks.
Sure, you got it, Rick.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And Art is waiting in the wings. Pretty soon he'll be on. But James, I want to pursue that with you about this drill that was the Boston Marathon bombing hoax. And right. As we know, I referenced this to you several times, to my audience a number of times, is that it's very interesting to see the list of people who supposedly were targeted by the Janiyah brothers. And one of them was this little boy, supposedly, Martin Richard, that he just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And that was the poster child of everything evil about Islam, supposedly, radical Islam, and that this was what they were out to do, hurt innocent civilians, not government officials, not to go after military targets, but the
technology
was supposed to be one of victimizing innocents. Now, what do you know about Martin Richard and his reported.
Well, I can't profess to know about this particular little boy, but I can tell you the police were there on bullhorns calling out, "This is a drill! This is a drill!" The Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. Mm-hmm. Another tweet said one would be set off in a minute in front of the library, and a minute later one went off in front of the Boston Public Library. I can assure you, as a former artillery officer in the Marine Corps, these were puff pieces. These bombs couldn't have killed anyone. You had smoke, and if you peered through the smoke, you saw bodies that were missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. As Lorraine Day, who was the head of trauma surgery for San Francisco General Hospital for 25 years, as a physiological impossibility. Right. You can't have arms and legs blown off by an explosion and there be no blood. The blood only showed up later.
I know.
Hollywood blood came out of tubes. And I was dumbfounded when a Hollywood producer-director identified one of the key players, a tall guy in a cowboy hat, as Carlos Arredondo, an actor he cast in one of his own films, suggested to me that they'd use a smoke machine. So we poured over photographs and videos, and we found a studio-quality smoke machine. I was so stunned that I put it on the back cover of the book. And nobody died in Boston either.
Absolutely.
At moonrockbooks.com. But I'll tell you, this was an elaborate fraud. Nobody died at Boston during the marathon event. Now, there was a friend of the brothers who down in Florida, where five FBI agents came down to question him. He was worried and told others he thought they were coming to kill him.
Abraham,
that's exactly right. Four of them left, one stayed behind, claimed that he'd attacked him, and he shot him like five times. Right. We're not going to hear any more testimony from him. Apparently, he wasn't going to play along. That the brothers were somehow radical extremists and ended up doing this. In fact, the alternative media cracked this case the day of the event, Rick, and identified the perps as the Kraft International personnel. Because it had happened so fast, they sent out an FBI stooge on Thursday, who said, ignore all the other photographs, just look at these two, put down photographs of the two brothers and ask the public's assistance in identifying them. Another fraud on the public because the FBI had had them under surveillance for at least 5 years.
Yeah, I know,
years.
I know.
And then we saw, this is outrageous beyond belief.
Oh, I agree, and we saw a show trial. Just as we're seeing these show trials, in the case of Dylan Storm Roof, the alleged massacre guy, who kills all of these little worshipers who were sitting there waiting to be shot in this Charleston, South Carolina incident.
Let me comment on that ever so briefly.
Yeah, go ahead.
He had a jacket that had two apartheid patches, but those were photoshopped on. The jacket didn't have the patches originally. There's a scene of him coming into the church from the back door at 0800. Apparently there was a confusion. Someone didn't understand a 24-hour clock. Because that 0800 is 8 o'clock in the morning. The shooting took place in the evening. He was wearing like a $1,000 bulletproof vest. Where in the world did he get that? When they arrested him, would you believe the first thing they do was to take him to a Burger King to have a Whopper? And if he'd actually...
Well, that was a Whopper.
It was a Whopper. And if he'd shot up the church the way he described, the pews would have been a mess, all splintered and damaged. Altar and so forth, and yet they held service there within 48 hours. It should have been a crime scene sealed off for investigation. None of that took place the way it ought to have. And when they laid out the body of the purported preacher, Clementa Pinckney, who was celebrated, an African-American, tall, slender, it was a very heavy guy with a dark complexion, looked like a Haitian. This was not Clementa Pinckney they laid out for display.
I can go on and on. I wanted to get back to the Zaniev brothers and so forth, but I've told that story before, how the local newspaper, Karen Zeiner, reporter, had actually falsified many of the questions by a neighbor who allegedly knew the Zaniavs, turned out to be an Israeli. But all right, Jim, we have to go. Thanks for your programs, and we'll be following you, having you back soon again. All right?
My great pleasure, Rick. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back with more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Again, dear folks, and I'm going to cut to the chase. I've been taking some time away from Art, and I'm going to get right to you, Art, after we have a call from our dear friend Joe Church, who wants to chime in briefly. Hello, Joe. Go ahead.
Rick, I just wanted to talk to Jim for a second, but
I'm sorry, we ran out of time. Yeah.
What's that?
But, we just ran out of time, but up against the break. That's but go ahead. Say what you wanted to say. Did you have to make a statement about anything in Boston or Sandy Hook or anything?
I'll tell you what I was going to ask him. I'm kind of tied up right here. Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get to that.
Jim did with his son. And, That was basically what I wanted to ask him about.
All right, I'll tell you what, Joe. We know each other well, and we're in the same church of Philadelphia. So I'll tell you what, that was going to be another subject for Jim. I'll tell you what, though, over this holiday weekend coming up in the next couple of weekends, we will have him talk about that as well, and we'll devote a program to that, okay?
Thank you very much, Rick.
All right, brother. Thank you. Okay, let's bring up Art now in Philly because he's been away for a while. Hello, Art. Good afternoon.
Hello Rick. Great show you got going on here.
Sometimes I wish we had that third hour and fourth hour, but, you know, today is one of those times. You've been away, and you've been hearing the discussion about Pizzagate and all of this nonsense in the controlled media, and I know that you haven't had much time to talk, so let me give you the floor, and you can discuss some of these loose ends and tie them together for our listeners today. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to talk about connecting the dots between the protests at the National Policy Institute down in D.C. and the Dakota Pipeline, and how that's all directly connected to the Chicago Kosher Nostra Syndicate.
Wow.
All right, the National Policy Institute was protested by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and what happened is they got kicked out of two restaurants and went to the third one, Mangiano's. And they actually, the protesters went up there, threw urine and feces on one of the leaders of the National Policy Institute. And then after the fact, they actually had the Anti-Defamation League, the Chicago Syndicate, Costa Nostra Mafia, shake down Mangiano's and say, give us $10,000 to show that you are not anti-Semitic. Just like this scenario we saw there, you know, in the past with Germany having to pay Israel for billions of dollars to buy them submarines.
Yes, yes.
All right. So then what happens is one of the protesters was there was a female who basically, got stuff thrown in her hair, was recorded on video. Her regular job is she works at the stadiums in Philadelphia, and she was known as Pistachio Girl, handing out peanuts, you know, and condiments at the sports affairs. She was working for ARA Mark, and ARA Mark basically let her go. And the reason they said it's because she's part of the National Policy Institute that she doesn't condone the ethics of what ARA Mark does. ARA Mark is a food services company that gets all these contracts for school lunch programs, you know, universities, and on down the line. And again, you know, you can bet if you do some little digging, you can find out what happened there. So the way she was prosecuted and fired was the Philadelphia Inquirer went after her and repeatedly kept on publishing all these details of how anti-Semitic she was, all right? Nothing about how anti-mafia issues are going on, all right? But now you look at who owns the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jerry Lester. Okay, who basically owns 17 Magazine and spent over 20 years of his life working for Walter Annenberg, whose father, Moses Annenberg, was one of the gangsters that worked with Capone to set up the National Crime Syndicate. All right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, what happens is you say, here's the other scenario we talked about before with the guy from Comcast, Lou Katz, who lost his life in a dispute with the ownership of the Philadelphia Inquirer Media with George Norcross. The three of them owned the media. They wanted to make the old Philadelphia Inquirer building a casino. And basically, Lou Katz and Jerry Lester won the lawsuit, and they got George Norcross thrown out. So lo and behold, a week later, Lou Katz decides to take a business trip up to Hampskin Air Force Base, and on takeoff, coming back to Philadelphia, his plane crashes. You know, and they're saying it was pilot error. It wasn't pilot error. The guy had over 30 years of experience flying a plane. Now, in addition to that, George Norcross is directly tied to Cooper Hospital. He's one of the board directors. And he had a guy named Joe Sheridan, who was the chief executive officer of Cooper Hospital, who was making moves, working with New Jersey Governor Christie, to basically come up with some other political strategies that would cut out Norcross. Lo and behold, Joe Sheridan and his wife are found murdered in their house. And they're saying it was a murder-suicide, but further investigations showed it was a third-party intruder. Now, how did Norcross get wealthy? One of the ways he used to do it, he owned a bank called Commerce Bank.
Well, I thought you were going to tell me he sold lemonade in the summertime on the street. I'm sorry.
Well, actually,
he did it the hard way.
Well, actually, the lemonade thing is tied directly back to ARA Mark, to their one of their executives, who basically were the ones who fired the pistachio girl for being anti-Semitic, for being just a participant at the National Policy Institute meeting where all those protesters went after. Yeah, so Mike Lemonade or whatever that lemonade thing, he's the one that runs it out of ARA Mark. So there is a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Norcross basically got wealthy selling off his bank, Commerce Bank, to TD Bank, okay, owned by Phyllis Lambert. The same Phyllis Lambert that through TD Bank, Toronto Direct is what we call it, the sister Edgar Brofman, the daughter of Sam Brofman, a Capone syndicate gangster. All right? Now,
yes.
She's financing $2.5 billion out of the $3.5 billion for the Dakota Oil Pipeline. All right? Now, another thing. Who is actually overseeing this in the Senate? The Senate Committee of Indian Affairs. Senator John McCain, who's married into the Hensley family.
Yes. Okay?
Who's directly owned, you know, controlled by the Brofman Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the connections there. And who's actually getting rich, making over $1 billion a year in revenue on the casinos in the Indian lands? It's the Brofman Syndicate through MGM Casinos. Okay? And here
you're
the
right.
Indians. Yeah. Here it is. The Indians can't see, you know, one side to the other. So that's some of the points I wanted to make today to bring up what's going on.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That you know, that whole protest movement, at least temporarily, seems to have ended in a victory for those involved in this major dispute against the government. And so what comes next, do you think? What will be the next venue of protest, or if there is to be a continuation of the pipeline or not?
There will be a continuation of the pipeline because it's the last part of the pipeline that isn't built, okay?
Well,
they don't want it going under their water system, and rightfully so. They're late.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right.
I mean, it's... Go ahead.
It'll be a real test to the Trump administration to see how he deals with this. Is he going to use eminent domain and just let the developers run roughshod over the Indian tribes?
Oh, yeah. Well, these are good questions, you know, that you're asking now. Trump, another question I would have asked James if we had more time, would have been, as we know, all these hoaxes, these frauds, these fakeries that have been perpetrated have been done with the origin, I believe, of the Homeland Security Department. And with that fact, if he foresees an end to this, but we have a new Homeland Security Director, and at least an appointed one, or one that he would like to see appointed to that position. We have a number of hardliners now lining up, supposedly, in the defense establishment, in the State Department. We'll see what happens with Giuliani out and Newt Gingrich out. But we basically are seeing a turn to what is considered to be the right, the neocon right, as it is. So let me ask you, what do you think will happen with the DHS that, as you know, the first director was Tom Ridge, again from the Mafia, Pennsylvania, then Chertoff followed suit. Do you think conceivably that Trump will have enough leeway or desire to investigate Homeland Security and where the money has gone off for all these events that we've been treated to? That's a good question for you.
Yeah, it's a good question. The real question is he going to do something to mitigate it? For instance, why is Accenture, you know, Arthur Anderson Consulting, running the U.S. visa program through the Department of Homeland Security, along with Obamacare? right, along with the New York Stock Exchange, CalPERS, the California Pension Fund. Why is the Chicago Syndicate company getting all these deals? And it makes perfect sense under Tom Ridge. They got the contracts to manage all the visit processing, so that allows the syndicate out of Chicago to allow all the contraband to come in out of the country unhindered. Okay, and it looks like that's exactly what's been going on. You know, the drugs have been going very well, and so is probably the money laundering going the other way, too. And, you know, by having them running the IT system for processing all the information going in and out of the systems, that's one of the first tests we'll see about what he's doing. Another one will be with Beth Corbett, who runs what they call the Office of Personnel Management. They looks like they're getting rid of Ashton Carter out of the Department of Defense. You know, the boy who rose to power as being a procurement manager for the F-35s, and one of his claims of fame is to give Israel two F-35 squadrons. Also, Beth Corbett was worked 30 years for McKinsey Consulting, that was run by convicted felon Rajat Gupta, who worked very closely with Hillary to basically win her Senate race after they bumped off JFK Jr.
Yeah.
So that will be a test to see how he deals with that situation, since what she's doing in processing the, doing the background checks for people who, require it, basically work with the government facilities.
Well, you were gone the last couple of weeks when I brought up these other issues, and there are issues about the, the infamous Council of Economic Advisors. And we see the names again of the same peoples, the Goldman Sachs people. We see them coming from, from a host of financial service companies going back to 2008 and the economic meltdown. Now I'm being told, by various sources, and most of them are fairly reliable, that the dollar is now being dumped as fast as possible. They are basically totally denuding the dollar, which has almost no value whatsoever anymore. We have all these bail-ins. We have helicopter crash. We have charges for people having money in the bank. So the investments are gone. Basically, the investment part of this economy is dead. And Donald Trump has these advisors. Now, Mr. Schwartzman, Mr. Cohen, and a host of others that we've named, who are going to be advising him on how to bring back jobs to America and how to bring back some good-paying jobs. And I'm sure you've had some time to look into some of this, and what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm still investigating it, so you're a little bit ahead of me in the power game there, but it remains to be seen how he's going to deal with it. He has to realize that they are power in the economy of the U.S., and he has to deal with them, so... there's a story of keep your friends close, your enemies closer. So I'm not sure if he's playing that game or if he's actually going to, send us down a rat hole.
The first thing you want to do is you don't want to name people to this administration, to any council, to any group of advisors. We saw that with Nixon, the Council of Economic Advisors, and we saw the same names come up. Different at the time, but the same groups of people who run the show. We know the Sons of Cain, the Synagogue of Satan. It just so happens that if you do that, then you're sending a signal. You're sending a signal to the American public that it's the same old boys, the same old gals, and we're going to do the same old thing as far as the whole concept of the economy is concerned, except for one twist, Art. And that twist happens to be this business of tariffs. Now, you and I have discussed it on this show many times. The tariff idea. Free market people eschew that. They hate that. They're already screaming on Breitbart now about that, saying, well, he's not going in the right direction. But look at who's taking us in that direction. Red China. Yes, Red China gets away with murder in more ways than one. But the issue now is one of raising tariffs. And what will that invite? Are we in the middle of an economic war that is going to escalate, which will lead to military conflict? Or is that something that we can avoid? Now, that's a good question.
Yeah, well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think we don't know how things are going to play out. But I would agree, one thing is I say, and how to solve the problems of the country. Economically, real simple. 50% tariff, any product coming in the door, you want immigration here, pay $100,000 per person per year. If you really need the people, then you'll pay it. Otherwise, shut up and you're abusing the system. It's real simple to deal with it. You know, I hear everybody saying, oh, I don't know how to deal with it. Well, that's how you deal with it. Change the economic incentive and say, if I'm an employer, and say, hey, it's cheaper for me to pay for a kid to go to college here and pay for his tuition than it is for me to bring his foreign immigration labor over here. That's the way you play that game. Just change the whole economic equation.
All right, so that is speculative. It remains to be seen what he will do. But, again, it doesn't look very promising right now because of the people lining up, the people who are in the driver's seat. Again, the same group of people that we've been accustomed to seeing. So, you know, let's face it, they're not going to lie down and play dead. The same people,
no,
the Soviet Union, when the Soviet Union supposedly collapsed and George Bush, Herbert Walker, said to the world, communism is dead. I was not convinced. They did not lie down and play dead. They didn't go away, go into the woodwork and hide. No, they did not. They just changed their method of operation. And the so-called crony capitalists and the communists have so much in common. I mean, they're both playing different fiddles, but they're aiming for the same control, whether it's globalism, whether it's economic capitalism or economic socialism, it is not true free enterprise. And whether it's on a worldwide scale with NAFTA, with CAFTA, and others, it's just a little bit late in the game now to see that shift. But I'll tell you what. All right, Bill in Wisconsin, let me give you a chance to start up right now, and then we have a break. Go ahead, Bill. Oh, you better stay where you are. All right, I'm sorry. You stay where you are, Bill. We'll come right back to you in about 3 minutes, and we'll give you the floor. All right, Art, you stay where you are. We'll be back, folks. NoPlaceForCorruption.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back now, and Art is with us. His website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And I want to take a call here now from Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill. You're next on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick and Art. Art, I have my Board of Election candidate biographies, and I'm sure the election is over already, for the Pennsylvania School Teachers Retirement Fund. All three of them look pretty bad, but in one case here, Leonard A. Hurd retired in 2006 from the School District of Philadelphia. He was principal at William Penn, some other lower positions. Okay, Mr. Hurd is a board member of Absalom Jones Foundation, serves as vice president National Freedom Day Association, and is Grand Master of the Prince Hall Masons of Pennsylvania. So I wonder if you comment on that. And then the other thing, DeVos individual that Trump appointed as Secretary of Education, she's very much in favor of charter schools and all of that business. So I'm sure you've got a comment on that.
All right, good questions. Art, go ahead.
Right. All right, with respect to Hurd, I haven't researched him. The big player in schools in Pennsylvania is Jim Nevels of the Swarthmore Investment Group, who was the head of the Philadelphia School Reform System, the SRCs. And he also became the leader of the Federal Reserve Bank, the Philadelphia chapter. He's now the board of directors of the Hershey Foundation, with all the scandals going there. He's a power broker. It's Bucks County Republican Party, buckscop.org, that is controlling this, working very closely with the Annenberg Foundation that are pushing No Child Left Behind and pushing all these charter schools. It is directly connected to organized crime. As one example, K12.com, they're doing really good here in Pennsylvania. And who's the owner of that? Convicted felon Michael Milliken. So with respect to the pension funds, that's a real good issue there. I mean, me being a taxpayer, you know, it's like, hey, I don't want to be paying for fraud. But at the same time, it's got to be balanced. And it's kind of ridiculous that people who don't have much of a retirement fund themselves got to be paying for somebody else's. So something's got to give with respect to a negotiation there.
And DeVos? What about DeVos? Yeah.
DeVos, I'm really concerned about. You know, Miss Amway, who basically got into defense contracting. It's very interesting to see what their – I didn't research their background. But, you know, knowing the charter schools and the whole thing is directly being pushed by the Annenberg Foundation and the Syndicate – what is her role and how this is all playing out? That's what I'd like to see.
Well, the DeVos family, you know, they did have quite a, as you mentioned, Amway for years, the company, Richard DeVos and his family, and they were very successful capitalists. They were very, very much actually the mold of the free market and make your own business. Of course, they always managed to stay at the top of the ladder, and they did own radio stations for a while and so forth. But I think that, you know, Trump is very savvy in selecting these names of people, but whether they'll you know, work to fruition or whether any of them will appear this year, we'll have to wait and see. But hey, you know what, we're out of time. Bill, thank you for your call. I'm sorry for the lesser amount of time this week, Art, but God willing, we'll do it again next week, okay, if we have time.
You got it. Thank you. Right. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you all, and God willing, we will see you next week, and thank you all.
We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.